From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany, reading Riders of the Purple Sage, probably the best known of all of Zane Grey's Western novels. Chapter 1. Lassiter. A sharp clip-clop of iron-shod hooves deadened and died away, and clouds of yellow dust drifted from under the cottonwoods out over the sage. Jane Witherstein gazed down the wide purple slope with dreamy and troubled eyes. A rider had just left her, and it was his message that held her thoughtful and almost sad, awaiting the churchmen who were coming to resent and attack her right to befriend a Gentile. She wondered if the unrest and strife that had lately come to the little village of Cottonwoods was to involve her, and then she sighed, remembering that her father had founded this remotest border settlement of southern Utah, and that he had left it to her. She owned all the ground and many of the cottages. Witherstein House was hers, and the great ranch with its thousands of cattle and the swiftest horses of the stage. To her belonged Amber Spring, the water which gave verdure and beauty to the village and made living possible on that wild purple upland waste. She could not escape being involved by whatever befell Cottonwoods. That year, 1871, had marked a change which had been gradually coming in the lives of the peace-loving Mormons of the border. Glaze, Stonebridge, Sterling, villages to the north, had risen against the invasion of Gentile settlers and the forays of rustlers. There had been opposition to the one and fighting with the other. And now, Cottonwoods had begun to wake and bestir itself and grown hard. Jane prayed.